word for you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. Paul knows exactly what he's speaking about, and so do these Christians in Thessalonica, because they were surrounded by sexual immorality. Now, this important letter, which has now become part of the Bible, this is the inspired, eternal Word of God for us as well, not just those who were living 2,000 years ago in Thessalonica. And it is a wonderful, clear description, leaves us with no doubt. For this is the will of God, your sanctification. And then he spells out, inspired by the Holy Spirit, what the sanctification is. Abstain from sexual immorality. Now, God is the one who created our sexual being. It is not that it is sinful, but the problem is we take it outside the bounds of the one place where sexuality is to be, and that is within the framework of a God-given marriage. Now, remember that, because it becomes important regarding the rest of this. And as we are now in this new year, we need to remember that God wants us to clearly understand regarding His will, that sanctification, the first point that He puts down here, is abstaining from sexual immorality. And then, to make it even clearer still, He says how this abstaining from sexual immorality ought to be. And that is in verse 4, that each of you know how to control his own body. Well, you might say, well, what's wrong with my body? The problem is, as we have heard from the Old Testament and the New, we have a heart, we have an inner old man, if you want to call it in that way, if you think of the Romans analogy, that is inherently sinful. And we need to be sanctified from that. Though we are born again, God wants us to be part of the sanctification process. Although it's by grace alone, He wants us to, with our own decision-making, abstain from immorality regarding His own body. Not just the body of someone else, but your own body in honor and holiness.